Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
Ernest Borgnine is the oldest living actor to have received an Academy Award. Born in 1917, he's always been regarded as a fine character actor and is still much in demand. In fact, his latest role was to appear in the final series of ER, playing a husband whose wife dies in the hospital. His broad smile, caterpillar eyebrows and gap-toothed grin got him into the Randall School of Dramatic Art in the States as a young man. 10 years in the US Navy were to intervene in this career of careers. You can currently hear his voice on SpongeBob SquarePants, but he might be more proud of his long-running TV appearances in series like Airwolf in the 1970s, and also his roles in films like The Dirty Dozen and The Poseidon Adventure. His Italian mother loved to dance, and it may have been her devotion to the stage which made it a perfect place for the successors of her son. These are his inheritance tracks.
One song I inherited from my childhood was, believe it or not, I Pagliacci. And it used to be sung by this very famous Italian tenor. I've forgotten his name, but I remember for a long, long time, you know, used to sing I Pagliacci.
Pagliaccio non son, so il viso è pallido, e di vergogna, e smania di bandiera.
It's a story, naturally, of a clown who is losing his girl to this next man, and he knows it, and he doesn't want to lose her, you know, he wants to be with her, and he loves her, period. You can't really describe it very easily in English because it's so beautiful in Italian, you know? Of course, I've forgotten the Italian version too, but what are you going to do? Well, that song was important to me because of the one thing. It reminded me of my mother and my dad growing up, and that was part of my childhood. I spent part of my childhood back in Italy as well. And when I went back to the States, where I was born, actually, I didn't speak a word of English. You know, my mother used to take me to La Scala in Milan, and we've seen different versions of Pagliacci, you know. A wonderful opera, and that stuck with me all my life, you know. My childhood was quite a childhood, believe me. At 2 years of age, I was taken from Connecticut, and my mother took me back to Italy. She broke up with her husband, my father, but in those days they didn't believe in divorce, and eventually they got back together again after about 4 or 5 years. I stayed there, for about 4 or 5 years, and during which time I got to know my grandfather, who was the financial advisor to Victor Emmanuel, the king. And I remember him going to work in the morning, and he'd have his carriage, you know, and he'd wear the spats and a whole bit, and he was quite the dandy, you know, and off he'd go. He had a huge baronial estate, and I used to work with the farmers out on the farm at that time until they put me into school. The music in my family is very important, but the music of today is not the music of yesteryear. The music of today is, if they want to call it music, I don't know. To me, when you listened to music before and you danced to music before, you held a woman in your arms and you danced away very nicely. Today, they just jump up and down, you know. Everybody's waving their arms and you never touch each other. And it's not like that wonderful dancing of yesteryear. It's terrible, and that's the way it is. But I still like the old way of just listening to music and enjoying it. The very first time I ever heard I Pagliacci was when I was about 2, maybe 3 years old. And my mother told me the story, and it always worked on my mind because of the fact that it was so poignant, so full of life and a terrible ending. But I could see the beauty of a man whose heart is being broken. If I heard I Pagliacci today, I think I'd get exactly the same feelings I had when I was a youngster. You know, to think of that beautiful story behind it, it really stays with you. It really does. Yeah. The song in my adult life, believe it or not, what the devil is it called? For Once in My Life. And it came so wonderfully. I'd been married quite a number of times. I say quite a number. Four. But on my fifth marriage, I suddenly discovered For Once in My Life.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long.
And it struck me. It just hit me just perfect. And my wife and I took a liking to it, and it's become our song.
Somehow I know
one thing led to another, and we were together and dancing away, and we said, hey, that's a pretty song. And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and yeah, it's appropriate, isn't it? Yeah. And there you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me.
I met her, believe it or not, on a blind date, and I was invited to a birthday party by this friend of mine, a comic, and he said, you got to bring a girl. And I said, are you kidding? I said, I'm just getting over a divorce. I said, I'm thinking of taking up with men. I've had it with women. He said, no. He said, listen, what you really need is a good woman. I said, yeah, where do you find these things, you know? And he said, we got a girl for you. Don't worry about it. So I went over to pick her up that evening, and she was zigging while I was zagging. And in other words, she was going one way and I was going the other, and we missed each other. And I finally got to Chasen's, and I said, you see, I can't even find the gal that I was supposed to pick up. You know? And he said, oh, she called, said she's coming. I asked her later, I said, how come that you came anyway without my being there? And she said, well, I just wanted to tell my kids that I had dinner with Ernest Borgnine. I said, big deal, you know. She came into the room, and we said hello. She said hello to everybody, and then she sat down with me, and it was just, we forgot everybody else. There wasn't anybody else around, and that thing of taking up with men was long forgotten, I guess.
I have something I know won't desert me.
I think it was everything that you could possibly want in a song. It tells everything that has happened before, and you know what's happened before, and you know you don't want it to happen again, but you want this one to be the one, and that's the way it should be. And to me, it's a beautiful piece of music.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.